And for the present? Now, for a little while, I may sleep. The spider ran up the wall of this room, which was full of great hanging objects, and spun a web. But it was the baby, naked and now looking fully a year old, that slept in it, head down and high above any predators that might come hunting. Chapter 4. The Door into Thunderclap. 1. When the four wanderers woke from their sleep, Roland first, and after 6 hours exactly, there were more popkins stacked on a cloth-covered tray, and also more drinks. Of the domestic robot, however, there was no sign. All right, enough, Roland said, after calling Nigel for the third time. He told us he was on his last legs. Seems that while we slept, he fell off him.
He was doing something he didn't want to do,
Jake said. His face looked pale and puffy. From sleeping too heavily was Roland's first thought, and then wondered how he could be such a fool. The boy had been crying for Per Callahan. Doing what? Eddie asked, slipping his pack over one shoulder and then hoisting Susanna onto his hip. For who and why?
I don't know, Jake said.
He didn't want me to know, and I didn't feel right about prying. I know he was just a robot, but with that nice English voice and all, he seemed like more.
That's a scruple you may need to get over, Roland said, as gently as he could.
How heavy am I, sugar? Susanna asked Eddie cheerfully. Or maybe what I should ask is, how bad you missing that good old wheelchair, not to mention the shoulder rig?
Suze, you hated that piggyback rig from the word go, and we both know it.
Wasn't asking about that, and you know it.
It always fascinated Roland when Detta crept unheard into Susanna's voice, or even more spooky, her face.